For oxidants, these guys then will react with combustible material, which will be a reductant to produce heat. If you mix in a flammable and a strong oxidant, you may get a large explosion. So the picture there is taking ammonium nitrate and reacting with a fuel, and the result was the Oklahoma State bombing, where the whole side of that building was blown off, and so it's a very simple, very cheap explosive. There have been lots of examples of this particular combination going astray. There was a famous one in Eastern Europe some years back where a train containing ammonium nitrate fertilizer collided with another train containing diesel fuel, and there was the mayor of the town in front of the TV camera saying it was all under control, and then the town vanished off the map. So the extent of these explosions is sometimes... They collided, yeah, the reaction, and there's a little initiation period, so the mayor was talking to the television cameras during the initiation period, and then it just flattened the town. So, yeah, very popular stuff, as I said, for terrorists, because it's so easy to obtain. In Australia at the moment, I'm not sure whether they've implemented, but basically they're trying to put stuff into the fertilisers that ensures that it can't work as an oxidant in explosive reactions. So put a dopant into it. Some other common ones then, upstairs today we were doing the hydrogen peroxide prac, so that's a common oxidant. Halogens, very powerful oxidants, and nitric acid is a classic oxidizing acid. So if you inadvertently ever put a piece of organic matter into your nitric acid bottle, it'll blow the stopper off that bottle and you'll end up with brown fumes as it forms nitrogen dioxide. If we're feeling very lazy in the laboratory and want to clean a flask in a quick and dirty manner, we simply will throw nitric acid and a squirt of methanol into the flask, pull down the fume cupboard and wait for the action, and you get a violent explosion. It cleans the surface of the glass very, really well, and then you just wash it out. Yeah. So reactive substances in general are those that will react violently, either spontaneously. So this guy here, nitrogen triiodide, is the classic one. I think I put a little picture here. So these are crystals of nitrogen trioxide, a nitrogen triiodide. That's a feather. So the feather then hits that surface, and that's the result. Phenomenal stuff to work with. So we had a guy in Adelaide who made some of this stuff for fun.